Bottle on Nakudas in the city. I'm just going to try to give a little overview and touch on one or two Nakudas. Nikar din of Ula, Amr Ula, Yashav Lakoitz Beveshet, in Choshish and Shem Hivri. Rashi says two Pshatim. Rashi's Shita is that you cannot check Mibachotz, so if you would be Choshish Shem Hivri, it would be a Trefa. And Rashi says, in Choshish and Shem Hivri, not Choshish that it went through. Rashi says, why can't you? In other words, Chosh and Shem Hivri means it's you're machzik it as a treifa, and in Chosh we're not machzik. So, what Rashi says is bavoning like why can't you check it? So Rashi says either because either what's the chashash? The chashash is either we're not Chosh and Shem Hivri, we're not Chosh that made a nekev through and through, or we're not Chosh that it was healed. Meaning, even if you would check the other side and see that it's nisrapeh. And there wouldn't be a hole, maybe you would be choshish that it was covered up. So I'm a ula, yashav akhoj bevesh, and choshish shem hivri. We're not choshish for that. And the mela, okay, now, frak the gemol, ula, maishnam is savak drusa. So akar chacha, here Rashi says, dimushum da'al ari binayu, amir nishem adaras, matzuchi in ula bedika. So how come over here, it's loy efshalim mivdika? Rashi says the nekem mashu ba'orchitz and shaveshet loy minkar. The Achrayim asks why didn't Rashi say because it's maybe it was hivri, so you can't check. Okay. So chesav ula in choshish and savak drusa. And Nigmar continues to ask a few more questions. Ma'ish nami shtei chatichais achas shal chel v'achas shal shuman. That by asher toloi, frak the Gemara that according to ula you're not choshish. So why choshish there that you ate the iser? To bring an Ashram Tali. My answer is Chazik Yisura, etc. So the question really over here is, what was Ula saying that was Ma'ar of these questions on Ula? He said, in Choshen Yisabek Jerusa, okay. So, all of a sudden, so now the Gemara is asking a new Shailas here from all over, and Maram Shif asks a question, that there is already a mandamar in Choshen L'Savik Drusa. If there's a mandamar in Choshen L'Savik Drusa, so ask all these questions on him. And obviously that mandamar, that's Machlik Zav and Shmuel, that was preceded. We knew that Machlik's already, suppose, L'Chaira. So, why are these questions on Ula more than on that mandamar? Is it frak the Maram Shif Ashayla? And B'chalal, what do those situations, scenarios have to do with over here? Another question one could ask, similar question, is that is in Tosis. Tosis asks that in the setup of the sugya and the Amar that we are choshish l'savik drusa, so you are choshish for yashav l'koitz b'veshet. So frak Tosis kasha, why are we choshish for these things? L'chayri yav chazaka of Rav Huna. And the Mela, we're choshish that we have a suffer, even on Reis Mechayim, we're still Machzik Kepeheter. Once it's Nishka Tehotra, we're not choshish for Sapik Trefis. So Zak Tosfos, that shiny halcha, the Drusa Shchicha. So, okay, so two questions. Number one is, if Drusa Shchicha, and that's why we're choshish for it, and that's why it's not Shfer from over there, so maybe also Ula holds the Safik Drusa, and that's because of Shchiach. So the Gemara knows that the level of Shchiach kite of a nekev of a talk of a kite in the Veshet is the same level of Shchiach as Safik Drusa. How do the Gemara know that? What's the level of Shchiach that it requires? One, this is Shchiach. So Mela, all of a sudden Yashal Lokovitz Veshet is also Shchiach. And more than that, the Chavaz Das, there's a shtickle in Chavaz Das. We saw the second half of the shtickle last month. In the Chavaz Das, we only focus on the second half because the first half was just on this Gemara. But the first half of that shtickle, it's the Chavaz Das and Simen Nun, very choshev a shtickle. So the Chavaz Das over there asks that that if you're going to say that Tosis means literally, and Tosis means that only by only when it's shchiach, that's when it's choshish. So that means when it's not shchiach, you're not choshish. Means that everyone holds that you go with the chazaka and or whatever you want to say, but when it's 50-50, that everyone would hold. Both men, the Amrim, would say that it's mutter, because he's only choshev savik drusa over there when it's shchiach. If it wouldn't be shchiach, he wouldn't be choshev for savik drusa. So then, what was Gemara's kasha by chaticha achas shel chel achas shel shum? It's also savik hashakol. So if the whole thing is gebayt on, why is this a kasha nula? Everyone has this question. Some question. You're telling me that over here, for whatever reason, you need a safek hashchiach to be aser, and over there it's not a safek hashchiach, over there it's safek hashokol. It's 50-50. Huh? Kashm
is chazaka.
Yeah, so stamazah is what's a tzushta. I mean, if that's...
But so it's stamazah. I'm saying shchiach.
I'm saying, I understand, but that means it comes out that when it's... That he's only talking over here by shchiach. That means the other man, the Amar, when it's not shchiach, agrees to Ula.
They go with chazaka.
Okay, so then the nice is not irrelevant then.
Why? Let's say shchiach naks hachazaka, and then
still
me.
No, but stamazay, you're asking stam if this whole if there's a chazaka here, so then what's the sush altogether? Saying kavachemer? What?
I was asking them. I mean, you're assuming that was coming from the chazaka.
It, you could have that. If you can say chazak is a factor, so then Ula could be relying on the chazak. I understand, but Lamaisa stated that the man that was Sabbath Jusa is because it's Shriach. But if it's not Shriach, so then he has chazak. Okay, but Ula also has chazak then. I mean, so obviously. So what it says is mean Shriach, if by not Shriach he has chazak, then Ula maybe it's just that, essentially. That's his kasha. So really, what's in this area from over here is that to understand what's the sort of this whole gemara over here. What's the sort of this whole gemara? What did Ula say? What's the stuff? What was Ula machadish? And what was the why is the gemara comparing it to these shilas of? I don't think we think that Ula holds savik deraisa lekula memela. Aye, b'ashem tolu like the shmeitzes kasha and the Rambam. They have yod savik deraisa lekula. So why is there an ashem tolu? I don't think that's the Gemara's question. That would be you don't need. Doesn't sound like that was the Gemara's question. Okay. So now, let's just go to another question. Is like this that. The Rosh and the Ramban both ask on Rashi. Rashi holds that you cannot be boitik mibachutz. And the Mela Rashi holds if you can't be boitik mibachutz, if you have one neck of mibifnim, then according to the Manda Amar that Choshesh and son of Jusa, then the halacha is that with one neck of mibifnim already, it's going to be a trefa because you can't check mibachutz and you're Choshesh for the neck of mibachutz. So, frak there. The Rishonim, so what is the whole halacha of Nekev Zebulayzeh? What is it negir the halacha of Nekev Zebulayzeh that we had in Amud Aleph? Kshera. Because don't tell me that it means dafka when the Nekev is in the Chitza, and it's mashu even if the Nekev will be in the Panimi. So you could have a case of Nekev Zebulayzeh according to Rashi, if you're Choshev Savik Drusa and you can't be Boidek, so there's never a case that you can be Maksik Aheter in the Nekev Zebulayzeh. Does that affect Rishonim on Rashi? Now, there's another line in the Rosh here. The Rosh says, when he asks this kash, he said, "Nika zebul zechem shkachas la." Dim nikim mibefneim yesh lanu lo hashem nikim gam machot kedamer bekoitz man dechayish asavik jusa chayish nam hashem hevri. Vafilu man delay chayish bekoitz, and even if you hold that you're not chayish bekoitz. Because it's only in the Ara Pnimi Levad. So, Rabbi Kveger brings down this Rosh, where he says over the Rosh, that's why I read the Rosh, but other people, they also want to try to read the Rosh. He says, He says, the Rosh seems to be saying that by a machat, you're not choshesh, according to Ula, that it went through. But let's say you didn't find a machat, you just found a nekiv without a machat. Sounds like maybe there you are. He says, Omna, but Mitzvah Kushna de Mosanir, the Akkalakas of a Rosh, The moid the ula benekev b'loikoyts el l'chshash nekev b'alma. She had tzarek b'dika. Or lesser. Aval chshash adin esrape, etc. near the ula b'chogav nishar d'mali d'boit m'shakotz in the tochav yoyser d'boit m'shanekev b'poil in okal l'fanin rak l'chetiv. The seist zogt Reb Kviger saying pshan the rosh that if you have a nekev he has a tzad to learn the rush like this. That is a little hard, but basically that by when you find a koitz, so he's saying a svara there, if you can't find the koitz in one R, you don't choshish that it went to the other R and it was nisrape, because to be choshish for that, you would have to say that it went to the other R and now it went back and it's nisrape. So that maybe you're not choshish for. But you find one nekev here, so maybe there you are choshish nisrape. So if hivri means nisrape, that's what the Rosh would be saying. So Adki Dekach, that the Rebbe Kvegan Shulchan Aruch asks Kasha, that according to this, what would happen if you found the Kor Adam, and then you found the neck, and then you found the Kor Adam, and you found that the machatz is inside the veshet, yoshav. It's nimtzis, but there's a Kor Adam. So according to this, you should be choshes, because now you already know that it did fall out. No, I know, but maybe that's all because the machat is in there. He's saying if the machat's not in there. I'm reading Rebbe Kviger. Look, the mashakas of Arash, the moide ula benekev b'loikaitz. And the whole the thing here is with nekev with a kaitz.
Yeah, over here, there's no nekev.
The moide ula benekev b'loikaitz. Huh? No one?
There's no
nekev. Who was
talking about
tochav
below nekev?
No, but Rebbe Kviger is saying this way. That's what I'm saying. You could say it like that, but I don't think Rebbe Kviger wants the rush like that. So if the rush is saying a specific idea, the shaila is if the rush is saying a specific idea by a machat, so then. It's also Shreya the whole Gemara because it comes out there's a specific svara why by a machat not to be choshish but by a nekev you're choshish so then Ula himself is choshish by a nekev so how do we know that the shaila of shtei chatichas is doimet to the case of koitz maybe it's doimet to the case of a nekev when he is choshish so that's why where you're learning is better that point saying he doesn't mean that he never meant that there's no nekev okay. Okay, so really, I want the main thing is I really want to speak out this Rashi because we spoke it out before, and maybe say Sfarat Miyash of Rashi, and maybe get back to the Rosh. Sure, but you know, I just want, the Ikar is one just speak out the Etzem Gemara and speak out the Rashi. This is Mahalach over here. It's Chosh Vazach, and how that's to get to Rashi is that. La'olam, which is what the olam was saying, that the ikar shaila this gemara and the ikar chiddush of ula is not stam. We only have a suffix. Some of the ayfel chumra we choshish shvezekas and choshish shvezekas. The chiddush what chiddush of ula, and this is really or the shaila of yashal lakotz baveshet is to be makdim. Is we already spoke this out really before, last month, in the whole Svara of Trefis, Svara of Rav Huna, and especially in the Rashba's Velt of Rav Huna, is that the Iker Chiddush is that it's not a regular Chazak Mikar or whatever. The point is that We don't clear a suffix. We don't clear a tzad treifas. It's not befanenu. So the whole reis that we have to create over here, we have to create where there's tzad isur befanenu, and how much you need that the tzad isur is befanenu in order to clear that maybe that isur, you have to clear that tzad isur. So the case zakt ulach this year is that Yoshua Kodz Beveshet in Chodesh and Shema Hivri is, in general, we'll get into the Pratim, in general, the Nakuda is that this is a case when there's already Chal over here, a Tzad Isser Befanenu. Just keep it at that. There's a Tzad Trefes Befanenu once you have this case.
Is it the Makat or the Krum?
This is what I want to get involved in. What exactly is that tzadisur? I'm just keeping the structure clear for now, for a second. So, this way, even if you disagree with what I'm going to say later, at least this part, you agree. So this part will be clear. That the whole nekuda here is that there has to be a tzadisur b'fanenu. And Ula is saying is that hagam there is a tzadisur b'fanenu because it is a koitz. And there is a nekev, or there is a kardat, whatever the tzad isur b'fanenu is, a kard tzad isur b'fanenu, and still Ula says we're not choshish for it in the second R. Memela, the Gemara says he had Memela frak the Gemara that how does he holds obviously that you're not machzik the tzad isur until you're mesalik the tzad kenegdoi. The only way to mafzik a tzad isur has to be a shtaker a tzad isur b'fanenu. You don't go with the tzad isur b'fanenu, even though it's here. So hoy b'zoi for the Gemara ma'ishna that by asham tal is not when you're over suffik is a deraisa. And Tosfos says even from the case of chatichachas a little more hard to understand than his work. But Gemara's case of shtei chatichas means that the tzad isur of asham tal is that we're mafzik tzad isur kiilu was a vaday. You know, it's not that you over isur that stamasafik, that there's an isur here that we reckon with, and you din achila that we consider to be an achila of isur, and the meila that's how you bring Hashem Tali. So, frankly, Gemara, according to Ula, we're not mafzik a tzad isur when it's befanenu, and that the Gemara says it's chazik when it's mamish here, avadik tzad isur, that's a shtarker tzad isur, because you don't have to create anything. It's here already. So, that tzad isur we go with, but here you have to create more. Mam Shif speaks this out when he answers his kasha, that why don't we ask this question on the Mandar Sava Jusu? Imam speaks this out very nicely. So to Mam Shif that Yeshlema, the base chaticha is gara, the Yeshregasa be'atzmam. The Isra is here, Mashegim is Safik Jusa, Shasafik ain't be'atzma. The Safik is from the outside. It's not the two chatichas I'm clearing, the Safik is from the outside, did it come in? Did something on the outside happen? So some Jusa really is a little bit left. Even there, we never had a Havamina to ask. There, we knew the Gemara's Chilak, and the Gemara knew that in the Havamina already. That's not sure on Suffolk Jusa. Aval b'nitcha koit beveshet sakadaita achtavareisa ba'atzma. That was the Shaila. The Gemara held that was the Emetis Chazik because the Tzad Isser is in the Behem they're coming to eat. So the Tzad Isser is Mefanein. And on that, the Gemara is Mechalik. It means he's going with the Rishonim already Mechalik to make some juice is less. He's saying the Gemara also knew that it's much less of a Tzad Isser Mefanein. And same thing, the Gemara brings up the Pegim and the Sakin. The Chayyur, you have to say that we spoke out from the Rash. The Rashba spoke this out also in Daf Yud, that the Pegima is here. The Shaila is, when did it happen? Once the Pegima is Befanenu, like the Rashba said by Mikvah Chaser, once the Pegima is Befanenu, the Shaila is, when did it happen? That Tzad Isser is Befanenu already. Is much darker Tzad Isser, because you don't have to create a new Tzad. Okay. Now, the Shaila is over here, what you're being Ma'ir, is why is the Gemara considering Yashal Koitz Beveshet, consider Tzad Isser Befanenu. L'chara, the whole Chiddush is a massive Chiddush. You have one Nekev in an R, so why are you Mechadish more stuff? Why? I don't see the other Nekev. Why am I Mechadish over here, Akidekach, that it's a Trefak? I can't be Baidik. So it's Moiti Mechaskosai. So where do we dream up to Claire to be Moiti Mechaskosai because there's a Nekev in one R that all of a sudden now I have to be Machzik? The nekev in the other R, especially according to Rashi, means you can't be boydik for it. You're machzik it b'teres, right? That we're chosh Hashem Hivri, meaning on the first lashon of Rashi, even if it's nisrape. So why? Where did that come from?
That's sort of a coat's perforates.
Okay, so that
my brothers against him are off. He pulls this stuff out of people's stomachs all the time. It's very dangerous.
Good. So that's what we want to get to. So maybe this is the svara we want to say, which is that, and this is really what this gabay. This is what the Chavzdah says. Chavzdah says. And he's going in the Rashba, so take it with a grain of salt in the Rashba. But the way the Rashba Shita in Savik Treifus was that the Ikar Chazaka is you're not mechadish a new mice, you're not mechadish a new tzad Treifus that you don't have in front of me. So good. So frek the Rashba, and this is a Rashba daf memvav. It's not a Rashba for no Rashba daf memvav by Sircha Tluya. Sircha Tluya we're going to get to. Sircha Tluya is when. There's a sircha coming out of the Raya. And the Rama, and the question is, did it come from a rear ba'amol or is it a nekev? So frek the Rashba, why are you dreaming up here that maybe there's a nekev. Maybe there's not a nekev. Well, because you have a sircha, now you clear a nekev. I don't clear a kavim out of nowhere. Why should I clear a nekev out of nowhere? I have no reason to clear a nekev. You're right. Before I looked at the Raya, there was no sircha. Now there is a sircha. But still, why am I clearing that maybe there's a nekev over here? So frek the Rashba, yashav l'koyt b'veshet. So Dr. Rashba, the Rashba's lashon there, is that shiny suffix drusa and koitz beveshet. Why? You're going to like this lashon. You can tell it to your brother. It says, over there, he says, if I find a machat in the ray, I attack have to be boided. He says, "Ve'in adoyim la savik drusa uliyashav lakoyt beveshet." The hasam isyal de bareyas of the behema. Over there, it was already noilad the reyas and the behema. Kloimar shahu chal ba ma'ase hamatrif elashanu mesupakim begmar ha'ma'isa. We're mesupik in the gemar of the ma'ase matrif. But there's already a chal over here befaneinu a ma'ase of matrif. And the question is, what ended up happening? Sharei aminan al ari benayu. Some could argue maybe Rashi just said Allah Ribinayu. I don't know exactly what happened there, I'm not sure. But even there, if it's you need once there's a shaykhis between the Ari and the other things, he's already being mishachis to the behemoths. He's already scaring them. That's already considered that the Ari is having a relationship with the animals, so he's preparing them. So that's already considered maybe the aschala. V'chein, im yoshev ha-koitz, shanu musupokin im gomar linkoiv, v'yotza l'chutzim lav, v'kivin shakein misavik tzricha b'dika. Av bezu, she'in kan shum ha-chachas isra. It's just a mokum to klar, maybe, Efsher, there's a treifus. It's a little bit of a suffix. A makom teklar. A makom teklar is not enough, Zekter Ashba. But Yashav Akoyz Beveshet and suffix Drusa is the Haskalas Hamatrif, and the suffix is in the Gemar. That's the side of the Rashba, which that's how he's being mazbir the Tzad Isser Befaneinu. It means there's a Tzad Isser Befaneinu, a Klor Tzad Isser that's Mechayev us to deal with that Tzad Isser. So for the Gemara, why is Ula not dealing with any? Does he not deal with the Tzad Isser? So tomorrow, no. Over there, the Tzad Isser is Nigmar. It's Taka Fire to Ge Isser. It's just a question, which one did you eat? But you don't have to Mechadish anything. Here, you have to still be Mechadish a Gemar. Mechadish a Gemar, being Mechadish a Gemar is still not the same as Shtei Chatichas. So the Chavos Das is not the way we went. It's not the way we went in Tosis last month. That no, he didn't go with the Rashba. Tosis is going much more like the whole concept of Chazak is much more literal. But the Chavos Das says that this is he answers his kashas that we mentioned earlier. He says this is what Tosis means, is that when Tosis says Shchiach, he means since it's Shchiach. Memela, when the Ari is there, that creates a Tzad Isser Befaneinu. He doesn't mean that the problem is the Shchiach. He means that's what made it, that there's a fire to get Tzad Isser, and I'm only clearing now about the Gemar. Because otherwise, being an Ari around, why does that make a Tzad Isser Befaneinu? No, it makes it there's a Haskala here, because when I see Ari, I already see Drisa, and I just have to be clearing the Gemar. Memela by Koitz, doesn't matter if it's Shchiach or not. the point is not the percentage of shriachkeit. The point is, by shriach of drusa, that makes it as a tzad, that there's already a schala, I just declare the gemar, and by koitz, that's not what's going on. I only have to declare the gemar. That's how he understands the thesis, which...
But then we'll say this kasha originally from koitz. I mean, Taker's only asking drusa then.
Right, which is madna, because then why is it here? Right. It's also, the way we learn thesis from... I think from last month was more than was a regular Chazak Mikardika idea. But that's the way, I'm just bringing out the Nakuda, it's very geschmack, he's bringing the Rashba to explain this idea. So, based on this idea, so, maybe we could say a little bit of a Chiddush. Maybe we could say a little bit of a Chiddush over here. Like I said, the Iker is the same of the Rashba. Say the rest, take, you know. But maybe we could say a little bit of a chiddush over here. So again, Rashi Shita is that. So Mamela, our question was, what's b'chal the whole noisei of Ula? Why are we clearing over here to make up new treifas? Terry says because there's aschalas treifas. There's aschala b'fanein, and once there's aschala, I'm only clearing on the gemar, and that's the yisoid over here. So Kenzai like this. Rashi Shita is you cannot be boidik for treifas, and the chiddush Ula says ein choishin, you don't have to be, you're not choishish. But the man who choishes and holds, you're choishes and you're matcher. So frekt the Rosh and the Ramban. So what's the case of Nekez Zebuloiza? So Kenzain, once you have the Rashba, is that it's not enough that you have a mokum to clear, like a sircha tluya. You have a mokum to clear, maybe behind the sircha there's a Nekev. Maybe, right? And it's more likely than before you saw the sircha, you didn't just clear the coven for no reason. But okay, I have a makom to clear. It's not enough. That's not. You don't clear that type of. You're still being mechadish a new nekev. So Ken Zayin that Rashi held, maybe Rashi held that the entire sugi of ula is only by a machat. Similar to what you're saying, because the machat is the ma'isa matrif. The ikur matrif is not the nekev. The ikur matrif that the ma'iras to clear was what was goyim the nekev. Is the same thing that was Gurim the neck. It's not the race and the behemoth that already has a little bit of a nekev. It's that there's already a machat here that the machat creates the nekev. Which is why Rashi could have that you could have a machat without a kuradam, and that's a problem. What does it mean without a kuradam? So I'm going, there's a lot of pshat. So the pshat I'm going with is one of the pshat in Kivager, and then I just saw right now that it's in the Sefer HaParadis, Rashi himself. So, Kishmak Ismach. But it's one of the Pshatim of Rabbi Kiveger, and it is that without a Kuradam means that we don't know that it was necessarily Poigim, even the entire Ar Panimi. We don't know it was Poigim even in the entire Ar. Okay, so you have a Machat here, and you don't even know. Without Karadam means that, yeah, it's stuck in. It's not just Nimtzis. It's in the wall, but you don't. But it didn't make a Fartiga. It wasn't Pegeya really in the Aver yet. A Pegeya in the Aver, right, a Pegeya in the Aver is when Dam starts coming out. So it didn't really make a Pegeya in the Aver. So then what's the Reyesa Bechlal? If the Reyesa is Mitzad, that something bad happened to the animal already, so without a Karadam, it's a big Pella to say that there's already a Nekev here. Wow. The Teretz says it's not the Nekev which is Moiras declare, it's the Machat which is Moiras declare. Because the Machat is what makes the Trefis. So the same way, just like the Ari didn't touch the animal. The point is that there's a matrif here that already has enough to be kiveya a treifus and to make a treifus. So now, the machat is like the ari. The machat is the matrif. And now the question is, it already started. So what's the difference? That's why there's a whole chiddush here. Midzamanda with even nimtzis. So you have a nimtzis without a kardam. It's like you have a machat in there. All of a sudden you clear. Well, it's like it's a lot worse than a sircha tluya. So why would there even be a tzad like that? The answer is sichat luz as a simon, it's not a siba. Over here, the machat makes the treifus. So mamela, if I have a machat, the machat is the problem. So the machat now, okay, we say nimtzis, it didn't interact with the veshet yet. So then we say we don't clear that. But once it's already in the veshet, and even without a kardam, it didn't start being pegay in the health of the veshet, but it's already started being menakev, that's already the sugya. Mamela, that's the sugya of Rashi. That's why even without a kuradam, if Rashi is going with his Rashba, even without the kuradam, the machat already is moiras to clear. And mamela, the man that Amr Choyshishin the Choyshishin is Choyshishin is because of the Machat of the Koitz. And Memela, Ken Zayn, we could be Miyashiv Shitas Rashi, that the case of Nekev Zebeloizeh is talk without a Machat, without a Koitz. Well, yeah, but you have to Mechadish a new Mais on the second R. Whatever happened in this R, you're saying because it's a choili, so it's contagious. I'm saying whatever happened in this R, you have to mechadish a new mitzvah in the other R. You don't have a matchif on the second R, so it's like a sirchat luya. Maybe if there's a macha, maybe if there is a nekiv in this R, there's also a nekiv in that R. So why do I clear that? Yeah. Right. The whole inyan is the machat. Otherwise, I have a nekiv in this R. I have a nekiv in this R. Why do I have to mechadish a new story to say that it happened in the other R? That's what I'm saying. Even if it's a chayli, so you don't need the raya of the rush that where is the chayli? It's not ma'oras to clear. Unless you're saying it's like a contagious thing.
Why
do I have to
say bloikar adam?
What?
That's the whole point. Dafka bloikar adam is bringing out the
side of
the
mouth. Right.
Bloikar adam is the same thing.
If there's Kuradam, it could be then even Ula agrees. I don't know. Kuradam, because the Machat already was Pagea more. It's not about the Kuradam, it's about the Machat. Once there's a Kuradam, then Ula maybe would be Maskin, because then there's already a fire to go Pagea in the Aver already. Mekoyach the Machat. Not Stam. Mekoyach the Machat. Lemay said there's Halacha Mefereshes in Shacharach. It could say he means the Rosh, but the Choyli could be checked, and maybe the Choyli is not there. But Lemay said this Chilak, we Paskin, this Chilak. We paskin on the halacha of Shnei Oiris Yesh Laveshet. Not exactly what I'm saying, but the Rama says that this halacha of Shnei Oiris Yesh Laveshet and Nekev Zebeloizeh is kosher, unless it's Yisrami, whatever. So, V'chol Zeh Lo Mayri El Benikar Shanekev V'Machmas Choyli. But if it's Nachmas Koitz, it's Aser. Now, the only thing is, just Leman Emes, you read the Zashach, he says it means that you have to know it's Machmas Koitz. If it could be Machmas Koitz, then you never know it's Karma Koitz, because animals don't get holes for no reason. They usually get a cause. So I guess the same point. The point is that when you see a Nekev and it's not a Choyli, then you it's like an invisible Machat. And as you see that there was a Matrif here. The same Matrif has the Koyach. Whatever did here had a Koyach. You don't have to Machadish a new story, basically.
Could be without a kite, with a kite
down.
I think the Taz says, "El my
kite
went in."
Fine. Okay. So then they have a kite. It's the same nekuda, but I'm saying when you have a chayli, so it's not the pshat that then you have something else. That's not. That's how he learns it. But the point is that the reis is not machmas the nekev. Now you gotta that's the why? Because they're going in this idea over here that the ikar of the whole story over here is like the Rashba. You have to be goymer the Maisa Matrif. And Mamela, goymer the Maisa Matrif is the Machat, and the Mamela Zebeloizeh, without a Machat doesn't have it. Without a Kher Dam, you still have the Machat. You don't have the Nekev, you have the Machat. Tosfos says, has no tzad that without a Kher Dam, that it would be a problem. Faketo, right? They need the Nekev. So perhaps we could say is that in the Rosh, maybe it's Punk Faker, the Rosh held that the Ikar Reis over here is the again, the Chavizas learns Tosfos like the Rashba, but Kipshuta, if you go that Tosfos meant really the not like that. So it could be that the other way to learn the sugya is not so much like the Rashba, that you have to be going with the Maisa Matrif, but it's just a question of how much race on the trapez itself do you have? Do you just clearing trapez, or do you see a trapez in front of us? It's not so much if mechadish new story, not new story, it's you have to mechadish a new trapez. So it could be that they held, punk faker, that the ikr, what's ma'iras, the suffix is the nekev, it's not the machat. So without a Kuradam, it doesn't make a difference. There's no haskal to the sugi. Those sugi is only when you have a nekiv in front of me. So zokt the akadekach that the rush holds that what was the chiddush ula? Ula's chiddush was Ula was talking about a case when I have a machat and the race was Mekoyach, a Nekev that was born from a Machat. So, okay, so over there, but it sounds like from the Rosh that if you have a full Nekev, then even the Rosh, the way you're saying it for this point. Either way, the point is that the Rosh held is that the Reisa of the Nekev is the Ikrid Reisa. It's not about the Machat, it's about the Nekev. Because they're learning more, it's just to be Ma'ur the Tzatrefis in front of us. Ma'ur that you don't have to mechadish a new, it's about what happened to the animal. The animal already got this pegia, so Mamela, you don't have to, you're not clearing and dreaming up a new tzad. I have to remember that a little better, but that was the... You could explain this maybe, just that maybe it has to do with what the Elul was saying with Gabi Chal, how look at Nekovim, that in Rashi's world, having a Nekev doesn't, by itself, is not the Iker problem. The Iker problem is not the Nekev, so it has to be the... So having a Nekev is not really Moir or anything. So maybe you need to come on to something else, the race of the Machat. Masha'enkein, according to Tosfos, that the Iker problem is the Nekev. It could be that once you have the Nekev, so you have the Trefus. Now that's the Aschala. The Aschala is, the Nekev is already Aschala. You have a Farat Gezach of Yashaz, how big, how small. But you have the Nekev, so maybe that could be is already more the Aschala, the race itself. And Rashi has to be more, the Maisa has Chalt, the neck is not more of the race. So more of the race is the Maisa match. But that component, that could be the, in the Etzem Rashi, maybe we can use the Rashi to explain this.